Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel. We're here to answer your question or discuss your real-life issue, and we invite your calls right now. 1-800-677-9377. That's the number to dial. 1-800-677-9377. The Word of God reveals true freedom and life in Jesus Christ, and this is your invitation to listen or take part. If there's something you'd like to talk about, let's talk about it. Call now, 1-800-677-9377. Basic Gospel. It intersects with your life every day. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Relationships. How in the world can we have successful relationships? Most of the time, they're so difficult. They're very hard. They cause moments of angst and anxiety and tension. And, you know, sometimes they knot our stomachs up. They make our palms sweat. That's relationships. Mm-hmm. But they can be successful. And the only way that they really can be successful is if we understand the most important relationship, and that's our relationship with God.
Right.
And if we recognize what He has given us in Christ Jesus, the love that He pours out on us, and we learn to abide in that love, then we can have strong relationships one with another. All of those relationships are dependent upon that main relationship. Yeah. So the best thing that you can do as a believer in Christ to strengthen your relationships with other people is exactly what Peter encouraged us to do in his second letter. At the end of it, he said this, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever." So what's the most important thing you can do to strengthen your relationships? Grow in grace and in your knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you will grow in His grace, if you will grow in His knowledge, that will make a difference in how you treat other people. The Bible has three different passages. Love others as God in Christ has loved you. Forgive others as God in Christ has forgiven you. Accept others as God in Christ has forgiven you. Well, how are you going to do those things unless you know how God has loved you and loves you, how He has forgiven you, how He has accepted you. So grow in grace. Grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I guarantee you, your relationships will grow stronger each and every day.
Well, that's Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free call if you want to come in and be a part of this edition. We want to discuss whatever issue you'd like to discuss right now. 1-800-677-9377. Again, it's Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis, and we thank you for joining us. Again, join us by phone at 1-800-677-9377.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Keyport, New Jersey, and talk with Gary listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Gary.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I really enjoy your ministry.
Well, thank you. We appreciate those kind words.
Yes. I had two questions. Do you think that babies go to heaven?
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
Most definitely. I think the... Although there's not a verse that you can point to and say, here in such and such, you know, this book, this chapter, this verse, God says. But I think, you know, when you look at the overall, message of the Bible, you see God's love, grace, and mercy. And I think that applies to babies, and I think they will be in heaven.
Well, in 2 Samuel chapter 12, 23, David talks about, you know, the child he lost with... Bathsheba, that he can't come to me, but I'll go to him. That is one verse that,
yes.
You know, some people point to that a little bit. But the other question, Bob, is, do you think anybody can be saved?
Well, yes, Gary, I think anybody can be saved. As Paul writes, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, he will be saved, whether Jew or Gentile. That's his conclusion in chapter 10 of the book of Romans. You know, he's driving an argument that all have sinned, all have fallen short of the glory of God. That's both Jew and Gentile, but justification is given freely by God's grace, and so the door is open for all to believe. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
The people that stand hard on election, they would say that not everyone can call on the Lord. You know that. I mean, you've heard that before.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. But I'll just limit, you know, what I say to what Paul writes. And I think that's where we have to say, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. There's no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. That's the good news. So we don't know who's going to call on him or who's not going to call on him. So from our perspective as believers, we simply lay out the good news. We simply lay out the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, his resurrection, and the opportunity for people to go from death to life who believe in his name. And we'll leave the rest of that in God's hands.
Hey, thanks, Bob. It's always nice to talk to you.
Well, great to talk to you, Gary, and thanks for your call today. We sure appreciate it.
Yes, indeed. Plenty of open lines right now at 1-800-677-9377. That's a toll-free call in the U.S. and in Canada, 1-800-677-9377. We want to remind you of Bob Christopher's book, Love Is, which is, of course, is an offer that we're making this month for a gift of any amount to the ministry, a wonderful opportunity for you to benefit, of course, two ways when you gift to Basic Gospel. You can go online to basicgospel.net. You'll find a prominent link right there on the homepage, and you can request your copy and make your gift that way at basicgospel.net or call and speak with our operator at 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. Again, that number, 800-727-2828. Love Is by Bob Christopher, yours for a gift of any amount this month to Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. Last Thursday and Friday, we introduced this topic of relationship, and we talked about the most important relationship that we can have. That each of us can have, and that's our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. He has invited us to enter into a relationship with him. He sent Jesus to die in our place, to take away our sins in order to bring us to God, to open up that door, to remove the barriers, to tear down the curtain so that we could have access into God's presence. That's one of the promises of the new covenant. Back in the old covenant, very few people knew God personally. No one really knew him personally. They had knowledge of him, but it wasn't a personal, intimate knowledge of God. Access wasn't available to them. That was the picture of the curtain in front of the Holy of Holies. No one could just bound in there. But now in this new covenant, that curtain is not there. We can bound into the very presence of God and know him. And so one of the promises of the new covenant is this, that we will all know him from the least to the greatest. That's the joy of this new covenant message, relationship with God. That's one of the benefits of relationship with God. But that's a concept that's very difficult for us to grasp, that the God of this universe would reach out to us and invite us into relationship. That's grace. That's what grace is. Well, our minds don't operate on grace, naturally. We're fear-based people. We're law-based people. We're rule-based people. And so we try to respond back through rules and regulations and that sort of thing. And that's why we're out of sync. We feel out of sync with God, that it's just not clicking like it's supposed to. And that was a question that Corey sent in to us as he was listening to our program last week. He wrote this, your point on those trying to improve, and we talked about many people look at Christianity merely as a self-improvement program, a behavior modification program. And he said, that really characterizes my walk. It's more like a 10-step program than what you indicated it should be. How do we go, Richard, from a mindset that says, I have to follow these 10 steps, I have to follow these rules, I have to improve my behavior, I have to clean up the flesh before I can know God? How do we go from that mindset to a mindset of receiving God's grace and enjoying the love that he pours out on us in Jesus? What moves us from one place to the next?
It varies in timing for various people, but the key issue is one coming to honesty about your own failure. You can put up all the lists of 10 whatevers you want, but you've got to admit that you're not getting any closer. So if you start with honesty and then say, Lord, if this relationship is going to happen, you're going to have to do something because I'm not getting it. It feels like I'm working and getting nowhere. Every time I take a step forward, I slide back 5 or 6 more steps. And then he says, because you've asked that question, and that's just the cool thing about his initiative to us, he reveals himself to us. You know, admit that Jesus is Lord and accept him as your Lord, and then the Holy Spirit is allowed, because we've given him permission to, allowed to start changing our thinking. And he doesn't change our thinking at the beginning by saying, well, here's how you behave. He changes our thinking by saying, well, you belong to me. You're my child. You're justified. You're forgiven. You're accepted. You're all of these wonderfully amazing words are revealed to us. And when we begin to accept those by faith, then things start to change from the inside out. But as long as we're holding on to some vestige of our own strength, our own ability, our own need to improve in order to be in a relationship with God, we will fail. Every time we will fail. So if you feel like you're trying to do a 10-step plan with God, just stop doing the 10-step plan and say, Lord, you've got to reveal to me what this relationship is about, and then sit down and buckle up, because he is going to show you. First of all, he's going to overwhelm you with his love and his grace and his acceptance and all those wonderful words. And then he's going to say, let's take a step together. Let's see what this looks like. And then it begins to go slowly but surely. Some people seem to be running ahead. Some people lag behind. It doesn't matter. God deals with us each perfectly, individually, in exactly the way each of us needs to be dealt.
Yes, indeed. And here's the other aspect of the kind of 10-step approach, the self-improvement approach. God feels like he's out there somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's a little bit like our relationships that we have one with another. There's a distance between us as individuals. We're not always with each other. We're not always in each other's presence. And sometimes how we connect is by telephone. Sometimes it's by, personal face-to-face interaction. Sometimes it's through, a letter or through a text message or through Facebook. And so we have different ways to connect, but those different ways kind of bridge the distance that we have between one another. But that's not the case with God.
No.
There is no distance between us. When God invites us into this relationship and we respond by faith, that's exactly what Paul wrote in Ephesians chapter 2. It is by grace through faith that you are saved. Well, what's grace? It's in one aspect, God's invitation to us to enter into that relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's his work in Christ to make that possible. That's an element of grace. Well, we respond to that by faith. So we enter into that relationship. We're saved. We go from death to life. That's good news. And what's even better news is that Jesus, through his Spirit, comes to live inside of us. So now we are so near to God, it's just, you can't even draw a line between there.
No.
You can't even measure any distance. We are in union. We have been joined with Christ as he has been joined with us. And he chooses to do so. So there is no distance between us.
No.
We are as close to God as we can ever be. Now, we may not be close to him in our minds, but that doesn't change truth. That doesn't change the reality. Christ is alive, living in us. So whatever situation I'm in, Jesus is right there with me. Whatever difficulty I may be going through, Jesus is right there with me. He is with me through his Spirit, and his Spirit is constantly communicating with my spirit. That's the good news of the gospel. And maybe we're not listening. Maybe our ears are deaf at times to what God is saying. Maybe the noise of the world is drowning out what God is trying to tell us. But he's always there.
Always.
And I think we have to recognize that. I think we have to realize that God, when he promises that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that's true. that he's always with us. We are always in his presence. That's the good news of the gospel. That's what relationship is as far as our relationship to God is concerned. He's not out there, and we don't connect with him through phone calls and text messages and schedule lunches and that sort of thing. We have the opportunity to experience his presence every moment of every single day. Why? Because he's right there with us. That's good news. And when you see that, then you realize, well, wait a minute. Why was I doing the 10-step program? What was the end result supposed to be? So that I could draw close to God. Well, wait a minute. He's already drawn close to me. He's already alive, living in me. So I can put aside that program and realize that what I've desired, I already have because of God's grace that has been given to me in Jesus. I've been made alive. He has come to live in me. And now it's simply a matter of trusting him to live his life through you. That's the good news of the gospel.
That's the good news of the gospel. And this is Basic Gospel, 1-800-677-9377. Friends, like to join the conversation? We'd like for you to do just that. Again, 1-800-677-9377.
Well, let's go out to Denver, Colorado, and talk with Kenny, listening to us on KRKS. Hi, Kenny.
Hi, Kenny. I was calling my own name. I love your program. The things that you said after I called and was listening to you on the phone, it was just what I was wanting to say, it meaning my walk with God. I know God's with me 24/7. Sometimes mankind interferes, and I take my mind off of God, and I listen to these folks, and which brings me down, not really depending and gathering the strength from God. And I'm one of the worst sinners in the world. I mean, there's people out there that they shake their heads at me. Then there's others that what you what? Wow, how can you? And you know, just my walk with God has been so remarkable, and thank you for your program.
Well, thank you for those kind words, Kenny, and that is the truth that we really need to walk in, and that's the truth that Christ is alive living in us. If God's Spirit isn't in us, then we're not Christians. We're not saved. That's the identifying mark. You know, I think, Richard, about you know, Old Testament saints. You know, Enoch walked with God, and we are very inspired by that. I mean, that is amazing. I would love to have that closeness that the Bible passage really lays out there for us. But in reality, I'm even more close to God than Enoch. Because as close as he was, God was beside him. God came alongside of Enoch, and they walked together. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. But because of the cross of Christ, because of the resurrection of Christ, God comes to live inside of us.
Yes.
And that is a huge, huge difference. Those Old Testament saints didn't have that. We have something that they didn't have. And that's that just personal, intimate closeness. So we're in much better shape than those guys were, but we don't realize it. And I think once we realize it, that's when our Christian lives start to really explode with excitement, with energy, with this thankfulness, with this you know, expectancy of Christ doing wonderful things through us. And that's when we see our other relationships starting to take a step forward as far as being good and positive and healthy and wholesome and all of those things that we long for as far as relationships are concerned. So
yeah,
that is good news. And that's why we're offering this book, Love Is. Mm-hmm. We need to know that God genuinely loves us. And when we do, we can really entrust ourselves to the Christ who lives in us and embrace that life that we have. So if you're interested in strengthening your relationship with God, feeling closer to him, enjoying his presence on a daily basis, we want to get this book into your hands. If you're interested in learning how to improve your relationships with others, we want to get this book into your hand. This is practical, you know, rubber meets the road type of stuff. So Take advantage of this offer. It's available for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel this month.
And you can find it, of course, on our website, basicgospel.net, or by calling 1-800-727-2828.
Let's go to LaVonna, listening to us on KBGN. Good afternoon, LaVonna.
Good afternoon. You were talking about when you become a Christian and you're born again, that you have Jesus Christ living within you.
Yes.
And now, does that go along? Jesus said that whatever you do to the least of these, my brothers, you have done that unto me. That's because that whatever you do to a fellow Christian, that fellow Christian has Jesus living in them, and that's the same as doing it to Jesus.
Well, I don't know that that's really the context of that particular passage. You know, God came, or Jesus came into this world to serve, not to be served. And he reached out in love to each and every one of us. And when he comes to live inside of us, he is moving us to be involved in the same type thing, to reach out to other people in love, to serve them, to meet their needs. And he showed the importance of that by simply saying, hey, these are the people that I created. These are the people that I love. These are the people that I died for. And so when we're serving them, we're in essence serving Christ. I think that's what he's talking about there. But as far as being a believer, God comes to live inside of us through his Spirit. And that's true of every single believer. Christ indwells every single believer on the planet.
Yeah. But not the non-believer.
Not the non-believer.
We teach the word of gospel, and hopefully they will accept Christ as their Lord and Savior.
That's exactly right, LaVonna. That's exactly right. And that's why we really need to know the gospel as something more than just forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is a wonderful thing, to know that Christ has forgiven your sins. But he did that so that we could receive life. We see that all throughout the book of John, as Jesus said, you know, I've come that you might have life and have it to the full, so that you can live it abundantly. All of this has been written so that you can believe that Jesus truly is the Son of God. And by believing on his name, you can receive life. Jesus Christ is the way, truth, and the life. So the gospel message is that message that takes us from death to life. We came into this world dead spiritually, separated from God. But through this gospel message, we can be made alive in him. That is the good news. And when people experience that, Christ comes to live inside of them through the Holy Spirit. That's great news, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Well, LaVonna, we sure appreciate your call. Thanks for joining us on today's edition of Basic Gospel. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of this book, Love Is. Would love for you to have it, okay?
Well, thank you.
You hang on.
And Bob and Richard, for any of our listeners who can't get to the phone during the time we're actually on the air live, we encourage you to drop us a question by email. We'll be glad to address it on a later edition of this particular broadcast. You know, relationships talk about challenges. On one hand, they're filled with heartache and pain. They test your beliefs. They reveal your inner thoughts and struggles and insecurities. And on the other hand, they can add a lot of meaning and joy to your life. To make them strong, however, they need to stand on the foundation of God's love for you. That's our hope for you. And toward this end, we're once again offering Bob Christopher's book, Love Is, for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Click the link on our homepage at basicgospel.net or dial 1-800-727-2828 to speak with our operator. Again, that number, 1-800-727-2828, to make your gift and request your copy of Love Is by Bob Christopher. A reminder, too, our June Bible conference is called Stand 2014, Finding Solid Footing in a Broken World, and it features John Lynch, Andrew Farley, and our own Bob Christopher. For information and registration, visit the website stand2014.com. That's stand2014.com, coming up June 19th through the 21st here in the Dallas area. All that information is available, as I said, online at stand2014.com, and we hope that you can come and be with us. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.